September 18, 2021, SWAT for Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show. Happy Saturday. Started off with Ascension. Now, this is the quartet version. It was called, like, I don't know, Blue Valse or some shit. It was quartet actually did this a little bit after the album with the big band. And this is live at Juan Le Pen Antibes, July 27, 1965, John Coltrane. Then Dreadnought with Barefoot Kicker. Speaking of Dreadnought, the man behind that band, Brother Bob Lord, with us again 6 months later through the magic of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. Welcome back aboard, Brother Bob.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in this 6 months, what's happened with you, Bob?
Oh, well, let's see. Well, the last time we spoke, I had just released my first solo record, Playland Arcade, so you were kind enough to play some music from that. And in that time, since then, I put the record out and, you know, did a bunch of interviews and promo and had a fun time sharing it with everybody. And have actually been in the studio quite a bit doing some new recordings for myself, but also for my company, Parma. So we've been doing a lot of orchestral recordings, chamber music recordings in Europe and in the United States. So it's been a busy 6 months for me.
Lots of music.
Yes, sir.
And not all bass.
Not all bass. You know, that's the thing about being a bass player, right?
Right. It's a trippy thing, huh? I love it, actually, because it is so trippy.
I don't think there's any way I'd be doing what I'm doing right now as far as, you know, producing different types of music, jazz, classical, all this stuff, if I wasn't a bass player. I think, you know, you know the drill, man. Like, you're on stage, you're supposed to be in the back, but you're able to explore in different ways that other people might not notice. And, you know, who knows where it leads you. So it's fun.
The focus bringer.
the fresh maker. The fresh maker.
The task monitor.
That's right.
Right.
So how are you doing? What's been going on in your world?
Well, you know, I've been doing 5 shows a week since November.
Crazy.
You know, it's part of the debt I feel. I owe the movement. Me and D. Boone, Georgie, we got attention. We got heard. I should, if I got the ability, I should do the same with other cats. And the situation presented itself, fuck it. Do it.
I think it's awesome.
Don't shirk.
Yeah. Yeah, and no, man, I think
it's kind of bass player ethic in a way, a little bit.
Yeah, you know, what goes around comes around, right? We learned that at a young age, but it's awesome to see you do this, and you've exposed me to a whole ton of music I never would have heard otherwise, so it's awesome. Keep doing it.
Well, you know, it's people connecting people, right? I would have never known. But to me, it's like me and D. Boone finding out about the, you know, the movement up in Hollywood. Connects, knowledge is power. It's fucking happening. Yeah. Yeah. So I ain't going to be a shit hoarder, you know, and I want to.
I'm with you.
They're not just shit hoarders. We got to spread it out. Okay. So tell me about, I want to play this Friday.
Okay.
Why, when you walk inside of darkness, it's all surprising. Why, when you let the urge incite you, it's all a mystery. It's all I never had to wait for. It's all I never had to pray for. Coming true when the pain is gone somehow. Only in haste does it stay, oh yeah. Why do we let the hate control a passing breath? Why do we find a way to have it named our face? Why does it feel so good to break a fragile joy? Oh, just ask yourself. It's all I never had to wait for. It's all I never had to pray for. In the end, the pain was always there. Oh, but now, just ask yourself.
Show that chunk of music started with Bob Lord, Frido, and then Bird Flight, part one of three, Chris Gregory, Vamos do Limbo out of Brazil. They got a new album, and this is Suga, Nightcrawler from La Flange de Mal. That's Chris Combs, one of his I don't know what you call it, projections. Bombus Predator, and after that, Tonal Recall. Bill Nace, part 7 of 8 of his piece, both. Bino, Just Ask Yourself, Black Humor. I love this song, Neo Hippies. It's so fucking... that lady says, the only thing new is you finding out about it. That fucking hits so home with me. Now calling a bunch of fucking little kids and shit, that was belligerent. But I like that line. Okay, and then finally Dreadnought, Gaudy Bobbles. If they're bobbles, they got to be Gaudy, right? although Anton Gaudy, you know, interesting man. Brother Bob, you been to Barcelona?
I have not actually.
Because he's got some shit there, right?
That's my understanding.
The church, and there was a colony, even a workers' kind of thing. And you know what he did, right? He hung chains upside down to see how gravity. He didn't like the straight angles. He wanted the natural curve of.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever go church has got, on the spires, they got pineapples. And get this, you know how angels, right, with the harps? He's got them with the fucking bassoons. Right? Familia, sangria.
Man after my own heart, yeah.
The family blood or whatever. They've been building this thing for 100 years, you know. A beautiful thing. But Gaudi got to be a weird word, right? He was killed the guy who started our harbor here, Phineas Banning, hit by a streetcar. And because he dressed econo, they wouldn't bring him to the hosp. Fucking bastards. It's not a new thing being assholes, right? Okay.
Long tradition of that, yeah.
Long tradition. So Dreadnought.
Yeah.
Explain.
Oof. Boy, that's a loaded question. I think, so we're simultaneously the most successful and least successful band in our genre. I think it's safe to say that. You know, we've done some really weird stuff over the years, and I think we've just learned to have a really fun time making music. And we love to be in the studio, we love to play on stage, but there's something about when the three of us get together, you know, we're trying to do something just a little bit crazy and to just be enjoying it. And I don't know, I think there's something about the music. I don't know if you agree, but there's something about the Dreadnought music where you can hear this kind of inherent humor in it. You know, we all love Zappa, we all love prog rock, we're all into, like, you know, rock and roll and weird sardonic stuff like Steely Dan and all this. And I think you can hear a little bit of that musical kind of element of the complexity that we enjoy, but also this kind of, you know, quirky, off-kilter kind of sense of humor. So, it's been 25 years with this band. We got a new record coming out a little bit later this year. And I think we actually premiered the first time anybody ever heard anything off our new album was on your show the last time I was on. And I think we've got another new one this time, too, for you. So kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, there was a band called Rip, Rig, and Panic. They're part of the pop group guys. They used Roland Kirk. And they had this tune called Knee Deep in Shit. And there's a line in there. Here goes Watt with another line. If Jesus would have laughed when he was crucified, his killers would have been terrified. We're at the end of the first hour, September 18, 2021, Dish Wap Pedro Show special guest, Bob Lord. Hang tight for our two. September 18, 2021, so second hour of the Wap Pedro Show.
We'll be right back.
Pedro Show. Started the second hour off. Dreadnought. Nervous Little Dogs. Up Around the Sun. That's a new project Tim Kerr from the Big Boys has got. Crook Brothers Breakdown. Then Croatia. Trobakova Kushna Pesci. With Armija, which is Army. Lucas Abella from Sydney. Part 2 of 2 of Renault. The car, people. Brother Bob Lord, last word. So, like right here, we did a Bob Lord, we did a Dreadnought. Describe the difference, please.
Ah, okay. So, Dreadnought is a band I put together 25 years ago with a bunch of pals. And we're still kicking. We're still putting out records. We still love doing what we do. And earlier on this year, I put out my first solo record. And I've produced, Brother Mike, I've produced, I think, like 1,000 records in my career so far. It's stupid. It's a stupid amount of records. Yeah. Well, and finally, I'm like, you know, maybe I should make one of my own, right? So that's what I did.
Let the bass player have some.
Yeah, exactly. And because, look, my day job, quote-unquote day job, is in classical music, right? I'm the CEO of Parma Recordings, which is a classical music company that operates all over the world in terms of recording and producing music. So I figured, hey, listen, you know, I can kind of roll in all my influences in one thing. So on the record, you know, my solo stuff, it's got symphony orchestra, it's got rock band, we've got percussion recorded in Cuba where we also, you know, operate. And then the Dreadnought stuff, you know, this is a New England band. I think, you know, Mike, one of our favorite bands, one of Dreadnought's favorite bands is NRBQ. I happen to think they're the greatest rock and roll band that has ever walked the face of the earth, you know? So we definitely have always wanted to feel like we've got a little bit of the NRBQ in us.
And
so,
you know, the trip about that band, they can play anything and it's them.
Oh, yeah. They're the best.
But every band should be like that. Like, when you said that genre word, that got scared.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, I mean,
you scared me, Brother Bob.
They would have this magic box on stage, right? And they would just circulate it. And there was all these, like, you know, song names in the box. And an audience member would just pick a name out of the box and they'd play whatever the audience member picked. Because those guys were amazing. They are amazing.
Because fucking music is music, right?
Absolutely. That's
fucking,
the whole point, right?
They personify that theory.
Definitely. And that is also what caused them to not be commercially successful, right? Every time they got a major label album, right?
Well, you know, I was hearing the Newport jazz dude, festival guy, folk festival guy. He just passed away. But
yeah,
Terry Gross was talking to him maybe from 20 years ago. And, yeah, it's just so weird how things can get compartmentalized. And like Bobby playing electric, you know, that was a big drama.
Yeah.
And like he comes to the rescue. Bob, go out there and sing Baby Blue Acoustic. What the fuck?
Right.
There's that gig in England, right, where the dude yells Judas at him. He tells Robbie Robertson, turn it up.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Oh, man.
Well, we're always going to have Puritans trying to tell us what not to do, you know. That's the nature.
But you
of
know it. What was kind of jackass, I thought, of his spiel was, oh, rock and roll, the guy who sells the most records, that's who everybody likes. Yeah, Mitch Miller sold more records than Duke Ellington, but everybody knew Duke Ellington was better.
Right.
Art Tatum walked in the room, they knew who was a good piano player. Us humans get caught up in this kind of hierarchy shit. Fuck.
It's weird. It's all about numbers, right? And everyone thinks that a number means something, but it doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it don't. And, look, Night Sweats. This is a Bob Lord tune. Let's listen. Pedro Show. That chunk of music, Bob Lord started off with Night Sweats. Then Samuel Locke Ward, Iowa City, Do You Love Me? Kishi Bashi, he was on the show last week. Violin Tsunami, Los Skeletons out of South London, Cowboy Blues. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at, people. Sliced Notes. And then Dan Brown, Rat Attack. Now, you sent me this.
Yeah. So I sent you one I didn't write. I sent you one that I produced because it's such a cool track and a cool project. And this is D.D.M. Brown of the Da Vinci Code fame. This is the guy that wrote the Da Vinci Code.
Oh, wow. The guy who stole the Holy Blood, Holy Grail thing. I actually got taken to court and he said, yeah, you're right. I did everything. But he wins the case because it was some kind of weird history, even though everybody knew it was a, right?
Fire
of Sion and all that was jive.
If you're not getting sued, you're doing something wrong.
Bob. Yeah, I've been way into this shit. So how did you connect with this man?
So in another life, I have a bunch of different lives like we all do as musicians, right? We all do different shit. And so for the last 16 years, Dreadnought has been the house band at a venue up here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire called the Music Hall. Beautiful venue. And I've been the music director there for that time. I'm now the chair of the board. It's a nonprofit. So I'm the chair of the board of trustees now, and they've been involved with the organization for a long time. Anyway, they asked me to take care of handling music for a series where we would have well-known authors come out on book tour. So Dreadnought would play like a little mini concert. The author would give a talk. We'd play another little mini concert. The author would do an interview on a radio program, a public radio, where I had written the theme music, and then the night ends. So it's kind of like a World's Most Dangerous Band kind of gig. And it's cool for the authors because it's a different experience for them. It's a 1,000-person theater, and it's a great vibe. So this is like 15 years ago, and we had a gig with Dan Brown. And so in doing my homework to prepare for the music, which is supposed to tie into the, you know, the evening and the book and the concept and all the stuff, I found out that Dan was a musician. And actually, he tried to make it as a musician before he became an author. And he put out a couple records out in L.A. when he was out there in the early 90s. So I did some digging. I did a little bit of digging here and there, and I ended up finding a couple of files. And one of the pieces, it's like a really cool kind of like 6-8 kind of number. And so I said, let's do this
six,
at the band.
6-8, the jazz.
A little sway to it. Let's put it that way. So,
John Coltrane did to My Favorite Thing, or Elvin, Brother Elvin.
Perhaps something like this, yeah. And so anyway, so we're up there on stage. We're playing his tune before he walks out. And the look on his face, he went from, you know, just preparing to give a speech to complete and total confusion to strange delight and then to just, you know, laughing. And from that moment on, you know, we became friends. And so about 8 years ago or so, he said, you know, I want to get back into music. Would you be willing to be my producer? I said, absolutely, let's go. And in the last probably 4 or 5 years, we've been developing this project, which is called Wild Symphony. And it's a children's book and symphonic suite. And it's really, really cool, man. It's a great thing, and I think Dan gave like a great gift to symphony orchestras all over the world. So this piece that you just played, Rat Attack, that's one of the movements from the symphonic work, and I think it rips, man. We recorded it with an orchestra that I operate in Croatia, and I think the thing sounds great. I'm really proud of it. So anyway, thanks for playing it.
Croatia, okay, we played that band, Trubakova. Kushna Pesci.
Yeah.
I mean, these cats, you know, was called, they were part of something called Yugoslavia, and these cats had a scene going in the early 80s that was fucking, like Minutemen. There was a lot of bands over there fucking kicking up much dust.
Yeah.
I should mention those, the Holy Blood, Holy Grail, Blagent Lay, God, what was their names? A couple of them are gone now and stuff. But Dan Brown, what instrument did he play?
He's a pianist.
He's a pianist, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and a terrific songwriter and a really, really talented guy all in all. And just a really fun guy
Lincoln.
To work with. So
the other guy was Lincoln. Lincoln, Blagett, and Lay. Those were the three authors. I read this thing, you know, and it's just so trippy. And then Umberto Eco made kind of a joke book on this called Foucault's Pendulum.
Oh, sure,
and it don't matter I think the bottom line is it doesn't matter whether shit is real or not. What matters is people believing in it, right?
With
our anti-vaxxers, with our shooting up chlorine and horse wormer. Yeah, that's what's important. It's not whether the shit, there are telluric currents, telluric power centers. No, but if people believe that man, what was his name? Belbo. He ends up getting murdered. It's the way he's murdered, which is the pendulum, right? It's got two, the way the rope's tied around him, it's strange. It's not just around the neck, it's his ankles and his neck, so it's a weird... Yeah, fuck what, you're going on a tangent here.
People got to know when they listen to your show that they've entered spoiler territory. They got to know that, right? Like, listen, for all you out there who wanted to read Foucault's Pendulum, you're now fucked. So.
Spoiler alert. We're at the end of the second hour. September 18, 2021, Dish Wap Peter Show special guest Bob Lord Hunt. Hold tight for hour three. September 18, 2021, it's the third hour of the Wap for Peter Show. Thank you.
Goodbye, says Jack Kerouac. Yeah, I'm leaving town today. Got my fears in my rucksack, but my tears are all packed away. Said, I'm sorry I'll disappoint you, but I've always been this way. Yeah, I walk about and yeah, I wander, but I never settled in. Well, it's the best times I ever had. Best time stole. Those days just going on. I'm searching for they go. Yeah, I'm searching for they go. So I light another fire to sit beside. And you're bold another trip. Cause this boxcar goes on forever. But it takes me to where I wanna go. So I'll live my life forever. Forever on the road. Well, it's the best times ever had. Best time stole. Those days just going on. I'm searching for they go. Yeah, it's the best times that I ever had. Best time stole. Those days just going on. I'm searching for they go. Yet again, I walk away. Yet again, I walk away. Cause it's good to be. Yeah, it's good to be. Yeah, it's good to be. Thank you very much, Chad.
Pedro Show, third hour, started off, Dreadnought, Sundown at the Barnyard. Then Graf from Netherlands, Dress 17, On the Roads. This is live in the USA. Tim Holhouse, England guy. And Dreadnought, Surface Raid. Are these from the same album?
No, so let's see. Surface Raid came out back in, I think, about 2013. And that one we did, that's got a symphonic accompaniment to it. So it's like rock band and orchestra. And that was one of the first new recordings that we'd done in a couple of years, actually. And the first one you played, Sundown at the Barnyard,
yeah,
that's a track off of our new album called Northern Burner. And that's coming out later on this year. And that's the first time anyone's ever heard that track right there. So thanks, thanks for playing it.
It's a premiere. Okay, okay. And how many years are you talking? 8, 9 years between the two? What's the big diff? Well,
yeah,
one thing is bringing aboard the fucking synth, right?
Definitely, man. Yeah, so look, when we started, right, we were like a, you know, like college jam band, rock band kind of group, but with some kind of progressive rock influences. We kind of whittled our band down a trio, which is a trio that we have now.
Right.
And so we were really, you know, doing a lot with just three instruments when we were playing live. And our feeling has always been the live art and the recorded art are two completely different things. So
absolutely,
we've never really worried about saying, well, how are we going to replicate this or do that? So it's an interesting process, man, because what we've ended up doing when we write, it's like we write as a trio.
Yeah.
We create the pieces, or, you know, we individually bring stuff in or whatever, however it happens. We go in the studio, we record, we overdub whatever the hell we want to overdub. We really use the studio in that kind of queen, the queen way, right? You use it as a tool. And then we go back and we relearn the tunes and we distill what we did in the studio, not what we did when we originally wrote the piece.
Wow.
So when we end up playing the shit live, it's actually like a version of the recording as opposed to where it began in the first place. So it's a really cool evolution. And the stuff that gets added along the way, whether it's, you know, other players or orchestra or whatever, you know, we just want to be sure that we can in some way replicate some of it, but we don't feel the need to be beholden to it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a different thing. Yeah.
But I dig the idea of the tune being dynamic. It's not set in stone.
Definitely.
That, you know what I mean? Right? Not playing, well, in the jazz world, there's a lot of don't ever play anything twice, right? Always
right.
Play it different, right? Well, why can't songs be like that?
Yeah, well, and listen, man, like, obviously, as we talked before, my day job, quote unquote, is in classical music, right? Where people are fucking,
they're reading shit off the paper, right?
They're so beholden to the paper, and it's like, listen, let's get some air in here, right?
Right.
So, I don't know, but you know, if you think about Steely Dan for a minute, because I know that you and I are both Doctor Who fans, let's put it that way.
Yo, you fucking know. Dan, and Georgie, too.
We
would have to listen to two albums at a time on Minuteman tours, okay? It wasn't just one record. Because the cassettes had one on each side. So, George, oh, yeah. Now, we weren't into Asia, but the other fucking five, six, oh, man, I know every note of the fuck. Yeah, Dr. Wu, right?
And those guys, Katie Lyon, the best. And what those guys were doing, they had the block of marble in front of them, and they just kept chipping away at it until they found the lion, right? They kept trying different stuff and different angles here and different players there.
I heard about all kinds of great shit on the deck, right? Like,
yeah.
20 guys come into solo. Only one gets the gig.
right. So great, yeah.
Oh, crazy, man. Crazy. Can you imagine all the shit? Now, I read the story about the solo, actually Jimmy Page's favorite, Reeling in the Years, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Elliot Randall? Some cat. They asked him to join the band. He said no. But it's fucking an SVT amp. There's no guitar amp in the studio. So he just turned up an SVT all the way. And it's actually the second take because the engineer forgot to hit the record button. But he said the only advice he got from Donald Fagen was feel the blues.
Oh, man, that's so great.
Yeah, that's direction.
That's so great. That's so great.
And you could tell he's following the piano, right? Da 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 da. But then he takes off, you know. And something about that. Okay, so the Dan is a big part of the fucking Dreadnought.
Definitely, absolutely, man, for sure. Those guys, I think they're just unbelievable. And you know, I was talking about this with a buddy of mine the other day. I get like a side project where we do all Steely Dan albums, right? And we'll just go out and we'll play like a full album. You know,
I didn't know
it's great.
I didn't know that.
It's so much fun, right? And so we were doing Gaucho. And, you know, when I was in high school, when I was a little kid growing up, 13 years old, playing.
That's
enough,
the one that we didn't like, is Gaucho. Half of these is okay. We like Black Cow. Black Cow and Peg are fucking big. Peg is so econo.
I know. It's so good, dude.
So econo. How long? They probably had some dudes jamming for like 10 weeks or something to get that one econo lick.
Exactly. It's so cool, man. But when I made a vow I would never like the album Gaucho when I was a kid. I'm playing in hardcore bands and I'm thinking like this is like the absolute worst music that's ever been created. Well, when I actually played it, when I actually sat down to play the record and when I got inside of it and I had the sheet music, right? Like for Time Out of Mind, I remember the bass part, it's really embedded in there, so I'm like, I gotta get the sheet music and really do exactly what needs to be done.
Is that your brain?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, and then when you get inside those tunes, man, it's like unbelievable.
Chuck Rainey with the 16th notes. Oh my fucking god!
Nah, he's out of his mind. That guy, yeah, he's fantastic.
The only equal is the drummer man Bernard Purdy. They're kind of, I think they're both on Royal Scam.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? My record label, Big Round Records. It's a label for my Parma company. We just released an album with Bernard Purdy on it. Actually,
you know, he did an album with the fucking Last Poets. Get this, Neil Bogart, right? Kiss and Donna Summer. What was that? What was that label?
Casablanca.
Yep. There, it's called Delights from the Guard or some shit. And one side is a collection of songs. The other side is this opera called Beyonder, 3-part opera.
Really?
I wouldn't shit you.
This is awesome. I didn't know this.
The Last Poets and Bernard Purdy. Oh, fuck, yeah. Let me play Taking a Ride with the Fat Man, Sidney Greenstein.
Got no pants to wear. Give us that life. Come to the luau and see. I'm gonna go get some more.
Watt from Peter Show. Last music for this edition. Take a ride with the Fat Man. Fatta, fatta, puck, puck. Dreadnought. Is it new Dreadnought?
That one's from like 2017. So that's our last full-length album that we put out. We put out a couple singles and stuff since then, but yeah.
Recent Dreadnought.
Recent Dreadnought.
And then Daniel Speicher with Jubilate Dale. Maybe it's Latin, huh? Jubilata Dale. And, God's a big festival, right? And then finally, Bob Lord, Tenderly. Tenderly. Tender song.
Tenderly.
Yeah. I mean, what's the other way?
Well, there's a lot of other ways. I'm of Italian descent, so Tenderly is usually low on the list.
Okay. Right, the beatings will continue till morale improves.
That's exactly right.
Get the fucking hair shirt back on. So what's your next plan, Bob?
Oh, man. So we got the new Dreadnought album coming out, coming soon. I'm actually going in the studio next week with a bunch of the guys that I have on my solo record. We're just going to do some recording for my next record. And I've got a couple ideas, but I'm kind of going in kind of free and fresh, which is very unusual for me. And then later on this year, we got some recording sessions.
In the studio.
I got a couple things I'm going to do, like a couple pieces that I got lined up, but then I've got, a couple ideas that I'm just going to go in and I'm going to find when I'm in there. So I'm going to bring some of my guys in and we're just going to have a good time because we haven't been in the studio together in quite a while and we're all vaxxed up. So why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Brother Matt, fuck. He went through it 5 days. He lost 3 buddies.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I wish people would be serious about this shit.
Totally agree, man.
That's how we get out, right? It's the way.
It's the only way out.
I was talking to my buddy Peter about Charlie Christian. 25 because of tuberculosis.
Wow.
But we got a vaccine. My pop had it, right? It was arrested because there was a vaccine, And why? It's different now? Well, why? Because you need an identity? You want to be a rebel? What the fuck, people? It's like putting out a fire. Come on, Bucket Brigade. Anyway. Get off the thing. So you're going to make a Bob Lord record.
Yeah, make a new Bob Lord record. And then, that's just kind of getting off the ground now. Like the Dreadnought one's coming out in a couple months. And then we have just a ton of recording sessions in Europe for Parma. So like a lot of orchestral music we're doing right now, a lot of chamber music, some choir music. And, we put out like about maybe 8 records a month or so is about what we average. At the company. So if people are looking for modern classical.
Music is a lifeline, and you're fucking proving that, Brother Bob.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolute. Absolute. And not sitting on your fucking hands.
Hey, listen, man, that's the thing, right? What did Wayne Gretzky say? He said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So my job is to produce music, right? And that's what I want to do. And
Microwave on the Pistons?
Vinny Johnson, sure.
He said they got him right after when they got one of the rings. And he says, look, I told people I'm a shooter. I'm not a scorer.
That's straight. I love that. That's a great line.
I know. No, people aren't usually that honest, but, he was in the moment. I love having you on. When you get this new shit done, will you come back on the show, Brother Bob?
I promise. Thanks so much for having me. Absolute, great to talk to you again,
absolute.
Mike.
Absolute. Big love. People, September 18, 2021, edition of Watt Pedro. She'll keep your powder dry.